Cool. Let me just sit down.
Sit down, adjust your chairs. Phone's on extra loud.
Phone's on extra loud. Make sure it won't vibrate. Just as you're looking at it, Johnny, I just want to watch the bar.
All right.
Can you talk for a sec?
Yeah, it's picking me up. Jansen, say hello.
Hello.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, and it'll help if I'm actually going to stick this. Johnny and I are really loud. I'm going to stick it right like that.
Super loud.
And we're good to go.
All right. So are we going to do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So we're going to try to do something we've never done before. Consistently do a podcast on one certain topic once a month, right?
Yeah.
Are we still going to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Dude,
actually follow up with our
with something our promises, that we decide to
fulfill
do.
Fulfill our promises.
All right. So
not just bail ship.
So instead of doing what the cool Star Wars people did and start in the middle of the series,
let's
start episode one.
Episodically.
Right? Yeah, let's do it correctly, chronologically.
Yeah, I have this feeling like, you know, maybe we should have done it the other way. And
Maybe some people like prep for
it. It was like
it.
A disturbance in the force,
and just gets thrown over. It's just a joke we do because I prepped for the wrong thing, but it doesn't matter because they all sound exactly the same.
Johnny was under the illusion. Apparently I forced mind tricked him that we were doing the original trilogy today. I don't know where he got it from, but
I got it out of the air.
Anyway, yeah.
That extra giggle is we actually have more than two friends. So
yeah.
So we asked a fellow nerd who's swoller than me. He's part of the Swole Club, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
The Swole Nerd Club. It's a thing now. We're starting it to join us in the room. So I'll let you do the introductions.
Okay, cool. We have Jansen Crump with us. Jansen, I've known you for about 3 years now. You invited me over to a house party, and you have like Star Wars galore.
Big mistake.
Yeah, I know. He was like, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little about yourself.
I'm Jansen. Grew up pretty much into sci-fi. Like, my dad's like the biggest sci-fi nerd ever.
Perfect.
And he, his like life goal now is to collect as much Star Wars, Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica, like Gidgets and Gasmos as he can. Like
memorabilia.
His office is totally filled. I took pictures of everything, so.
So we're going to post a photo of it.
He's got stuff from when he was a little kid all the way to stuff he's just recently bought. But now he has more money, so he'll just like blow cash on so much.
That is an issue.
Last week I was saying, we're going to have someone on the cast who comes from like a pretty well-to-do family. And like as a result, they've just bought a ton of Star Wars memorabilia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right now my dad is looking at this Star Trek ship model that's like $2,000. He's just like...
just a little thing.
He's like, I'll probably buy it. He's like, I don't look at price anymore.
I saw this really cool version of that from EFX, this company that does all the... And it's huge. It was like 3 feet and it lights up everywhere. And I'm like, that's a good goal to have.
Yeah.
All right.
I was going to ask, do you personally own a lot of Star Wars memorabilia, or do you just, because your dad is enough, you're like, why do I need even bother?
I have a few stuff, but I don't have much because, I mean, I don't have a home right now. A house.
Got married.
Yeah, right? I just got married, so I spend money on other stuff. But once I have a house, I'm going to start collecting stuff like my dad.
Don't wait for it. I had a buddy threw down a lot of money just recently, and they live in New York, they live in California. So the LA, the apartments are the size of your living room.
Yeah.
And he's like, he had nowhere to display it, but they buy it, and he just shoves it under his bed. One day he's going to be able to put like he's because they bought all the Star Trek miniature ships, and they're like legit.
That's Johnny talking. I'll say on the other end, buy a house first. It's financially a better decision.
Okay, but there's limited edition.
I spent our down payment on this.
You can get $50 Boba Fetts that are exclusive this year.
It was signed by Mark Hamill.
No, you don't have to have them signed. You just have like the exclusive stuff. Get it early.
So maybe do a healthy balance between me and Johnny on our advice.
Yeah.
Don't blow the nest egg on memorabilia. Do you own a FX lightsaber out of curiosity?
I do actually.
I gotta ask. Whose do you own?
So
do you own more than one?
I have Luke Skywalker's.
No, is he your favorite?
No, not really. I just got him when I got him when I was super young. But my dad has like. My dad has, a couple years ago I bought him the Kylo Ren one, and then my dad has Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I think another one. I don't know.
He's got a lot.
He's got a lot. He's got a ton of crap.
That's it. Because I like Luke's that he got from, so the Anakin Skywalker one, technically, because it's that light blue. I like that one more. That's just my color that
so
I like.
So it's Anakin
more
than Skywalker's who became Luke's, who now is Rey's, right? If you go to anywhere,
yeah, technically
this is Rey's lightsaber.
Yeah. But I just like that light blue.
Yeah.
Especially the remastered version where it's like a very like bright blue. That's just me.
Yeah.
Darth Vader Red is dope too, but...
Dude, I honestly... So, I was looking on KSL. That's... For all our out-of-state listeners, KSL is like a Utah local website where you can buy stuff from other people used. And I was looking at like this big old Darth Maul poster for like $20, and I really wanted to get it just for this. But
yeah, but you saved your $20 for your nest egg, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then blew it on dinner.
Yeah. You can read that one.
Okay, so getting into it, I got to ask... Just before we go into the prequels, we're going to talk about the prequels today. What's your favorite Star Wars episode overall?
That's rough. Which one do you watch the most?
Okay.
Because you can have a favorite.
That one is rough.
Okay, you could say maybe, yeah. What's the best one you think, in your opinion? What's the best one?
Or you're sick and like, I have to watch this one because I can pay.
Just give us your thoughts.
I mean, as good as the original trilogy are, I really like... Episode 3.
Revenge of the Sith.
The best one, though, is probably Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
I just think that one's the coolest. But I recently just watched the original, the prequel trilogy, so have a new admiration for those again.
Yeah. How long had it been since you watched them?
I don't know. Maybe, probably a little, honestly, probably over a year. I hadn't seen him in for a while, but...
Over a year.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't seen him in forever.
But I was recently in Star Wars Land at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
And that's freaking dope.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about it, dude. I've been wondering, because people have been saying it's not that good of an investment for Disney because it hasn't brought in the crowds they thought it would.
So... Well, do you know why?
No, I don't know.
It's because it's not done all the way.
Oh.
So people are like, I'm not going to go pay if it's not done, and they think it's too crowded.
Yeah.
So like the locals are just killing it right there. Like, yeah. No, we love it. Keep going. That's one of the reasons.
No, I'm genuinely curious. Yeah, I've just heard that.
That they think it's summer and it's too full, but no one's going because they're like, that's not done yet.
Here's the thing. Unless it's sold out, it hasn't met our expectations. They could be making a crazy profit on it, and it still wouldn't have met their expectations if it's not, you know, oh, we're selling out every other weekend.
But what does the fan think?
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. It's based off the new movies.
Okay.
So it's an outpost called Black Spire Outpost, which is on Batuu. And
where's Batuu?
Batuu is kind of like a rim world. So it's not in the middle of the galaxy. It's kind of near.
Is it in any of the movies? I guess.
No, it's in a book I'm reading. So I'm reading Thrawn Alliances right now, and it's in that. But it's closer to the unknown regions.
Okay.
And so you see like Kylo Ren on there, like inside the park. So he does a whole spiel. It's really cool, and they've done it really well. The only thing I wish they would have done more is when you walk through it, all they have is like ambient sounds. Whereas like Disneyland in general, they always have music playing, so you like get into the mood. But all they have is you just walk through and it's kind of quiet. I wish they played like some sort of music.
There's no cantina music.
Yeah, exactly. I was expecting that. I was like, where the crap is the cantina music?
It'd be cool if you were in one part of it where it's kind of more like touristy and bari, the cantina music goes off and on, or other stars music, and then you go to another portion and maybe it's a little bit darker music, you know?
Yeah. So it was cool, and like you can get blue milk there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from like episode 8.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. And then the new ride there, Smuggler's Run, is pretty sweet.
Can you... This is jumping out of our trilogy, but can you milk something yourself, you know, to get the milk?
I wish. I wish. But you can get blue milk, and then they have green milk.
Oh.
And all it is like coconut and like rice milk, like a mix and a bunch of sugar. But it was pretty good.
Okay. That sounds pretty
good. Is it just like a normal park? Is there like VR stuff? Is there just rides? Or is it...
So there, one of the rides isn't open yet, but the other one, Smuggler's Run, it's kind of like, it's, you're pretty much controlling the Millennium Falcon, and there's six people that go on the bridge portion of it. And so you have two pilots, two gunners, and two engineers. And so the mission isn't like an interactive mission. So each pilot either controls height or like left or right.
Oh, that's kind of trippy.
It is trippy. So if you have some idiot with you that doesn't do anything, they're just going to be grinding on the ground because they don't know how to go up. And so it's pretty cool. The gunners, you just shoot down stuff. Engineers, you have to fix the ship. And on the ride, on your little screen, it'll tell you like how much damage you've taken. And if you get to zero, I don't know what happens. One of the times I went on it, I purposely didn't do anything to see if we could kill a ship, but we didn't die, unfortunately. Because I wanted to see what actually happened.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool.
That sounds sweet. Favorite part of it?
Out of the whole Star Wars Land?
Yeah.
Probably the shops. They had some pretty cool shops. They had a cantina you can walk through. That was really cool. And the shops just have all this Star Wars stuff. You can get like Jedi robes, Sith robes.
That's so sick.
Yeah, and you can build your own lightsaber, but you have to make an appointment to build the lightsaber.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, so well, that was...
Now you're going. Just sort it out.
It also costs $200 to build
it. You think
it.
I make appointments? when I make an appointment, it nearly killed me.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That sounds pretty sick.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, because I saw some pictures there, and it, like the costumes alone of the people there are really cool. That's what I liked.
Yeah, the costumes are really well done.
Did you dress up for it?
No.
Did you wear a lightsaber at your belt at all or anything?
You have to check it before you go in.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I should have, though.
That would have been sick.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So you want to get into it, or?
I guess. I mean, start from the beginning.
Start from the beginning. Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
So that was we're all in the general age group. That was like the first movie that we were alive for, recollect. Uh-huh. So how did it feel? Did you wait in line? Because your dad's a huge fan. Because like my dad watched Star Wars, but he wasn't like huge. So I didn't have to like wait in line to go. Because this is before you could just pre-order a ticket.
Yeah.
Like some people had to wait in line for days. Did you wait in line or did your family just go on the weekend?
For episode 1?
Yeah.
Well, I was 6.
Oh, so wow, never mind. So the age gap's a little bigger than I remember.
It's kind of hard to remember watching it for the first time. And when I did watch it for the first time, I don't think I understood everything that I do now of it.
Had you watched the other? Had your parents shown you the other movies? You know.
Yeah.
My dad's seen the other ones.
Uh-huh, I'd seen the other ones.
But when you're 6, you're just like, oh,
starts
cool.
It right. Yeah. You just enjoy the lightsaber scenes.
Yeah, but being 6, you don't remember everything about it. So now that I watch it now, I'm like, I can pick up on all this stuff, and I actually know what things mean.
Yeah.
So
what, if you know what things mean, what are midichlorians? I'm still confused.
So midichlorians...
Oh, you really know? Okay, tell us.
I know what midichlorians are. They're kind of like these crazy microscopic life forms that live in the cells of a person, and they're kind of like symbiotes, like it's like a symbiotic relationship. So the midichlorians need you to survive, and you need the midichlorians to survive, and they also allow people to be more force sensitive. So it allows Jedi's to use the Force. If you don't have midichlorians, and you're not Force sensitive, and you, like,
it's almost like an indicator. Maybe not like a causer, but
it's almost like an indicator. Like Anakin Skywalker, for example, the reason he was so powerful, or the reason he would have become the most powerful Jedi, is because he had the highest midichlorian count of any Jedi ever, including Yoda.
Yeah.
And so, if he wouldn't have been defeated by Obi-Wan, he would have become so powerful, like no one would have been able to stop him.
So. Yeah. So from what I've heard, just from honest trailers and other things, some people really hate midichlorians. Do you dislike it? Are you cool with it?
I'm fine with it. I mean, I don't see why someone would hate it.
Yeah.
It's just that's
just another element.
That's just what it is, you know?
Yeah. That's cool. I only asked that just because I wanted to ask you a random question.
Yeah.
Test you. I didn't know that. And I feel like I've watched all the Star Warses a bunch. When I was younger, my dad showed me them. Just they'd come on the TV or I'd put them in. My dad wasn't like a huge fan, so we didn't go and see it when it first came out. So I had the advantage. I do remember the first time I saw it because it was on VHS and I was really excited about it. And I remember a few parts very like vaguely, but there are a few parts I remember like super vividly. Like I remember the doors opening for the first time with Darth Maul and just as a little kid being like, oh... Like, that's a bad guy. Just I don't know. The music comes on, and, you know, it's John Williams. I think it's my favorite song he did for the entire series, maybe ever. Duel of the Fates comes on, and Darth Maul is looking down, just like he's ready for it, and he looks up. And just, I don't know, the people are approaching, and they all just come to a dead stop, you know. And, I don't know, the Jedi come from the back. We'll handle this. The whole scene for me just worked so well. I'll still watch it. I will get goosebumps to this day just from, like, almost being a little kid and enjoying it that much. And a few other scenes I remember, but that was the main thing. I don't know. So I kind of had an advantage just because, you know, when it came out on video, it's another almost year, I think, when we had it. So I was 7 the first time I saw it, which makes a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's another 30% of life. Whatever, same age.
Were you 12 when it came out?
You know what? I was in junior high.
No, dude, you were aging yourself so bad.
Oh, I got a couple years on you. Because I remember the
experience.
I remember my teacher like ragging on, "What is this? What are these pod racing? That's so dumb." Then after she saw it, she's like, "It's so cool." And I'm like, "Well, why did you judge it?"
So tell us about it, the first time you saw it. Tell us.
Well, I watched it way later. I never ran to watch. What I remember was everyone going to this horrible movie just because the trailer was opening for it.
Yeah.
So the Phantom Menace trailer was coming out. And like that movie, opening weekend of the movie was up like 30% that just because of the trailer. They went to watch this. It's like some type of, I don't even remember the movie. But people went just to watch that and then they walked out of the theater. That's how it used to be back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all I really remember too is 7-Eleven had the Darth Maul mugs, all the mugs for the character. And that's when you wanted. Because oh, he's so cool.
Yeah.
So everyone just wanted the Slurpee where you get him. And that's, yeah, that's it. I mean, I think I just watched it. I didn't care. Like, I watched the first one a little bit. I was more of the second one because, you know, I'm just more of a that fan, of a Natalie Portman fan. So I watched the second one way more. That was just for aesthetic reasons.
Because in the third one, you know, she's barefoot and pregnant the whole time. In the first one, she's really young. And then the second one, she's running around in, like, her ridiculous seduced Anakin outfits, right?
It seduced everybody. It worked.
Seduced everybody.
But yeah, but it was well. And the thing is, too, Darth Maul, this is just my personal thing. I feel like there's always a generation where they just wasted a character. And he could have been so much more.
That's like a Star Wars theme, though, if you think about it.
I know, but it's not a good theme to have.
I know, it's not. Boba Fett in the originals. Boba Fett. Captain Phasma in the new ones. Yeah. I think she's wasted. And then Darth Maul in the original. But I mean, in the prequel, sorry.
And they just had everything for him. Like, he just looked hardcore. His duel was hardcore. Everything about him was hardcore. And then, because that's what I remember, like, man, I want more of him. Why did he just keep it going?
Yeah.
And that's something that you could tell they just did not think through.
So going into that, just in terms of general problems, Jansen, do you have any problems with the prequels?
Phantom Menace. Let's go Phantom Menace. Like,
sorry. That's not what I meant to say. I meant to say Phantom Menace. Yeah.
Well, I think
keep us in
wrong
here.
P. Thank you.
Yeah. I think the prequels could have been better. I just don't think.
Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace.
Yeah, let's go Phantom Menace. Like, what did you love and didn't like? Let's just do
The only problem I have is the directing. I don't think George Lucas did a very good job of directing all of them, for that matter. Phantom Menace. I just kind of thought Anakin was annoying, and some of his lines. Like I watched it yesterday. And there's one line in particular where he's like, he's talking to Qui-Gon. He's like, "Do you think anybody's ever seen, like, gone to every planet?" And he's like, "Not likely." And he's like, "I want to be the first one to see them all." I'm just like, what a stupid line. Why would you say that? You're going to become a Jedi, dude.
Yeah.
You're not going to see them all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of going on what you guys said, I kind of feel like they just wasted Darth Maul. And Qui-Gon Jinn was awesome, too. And
yeah, that was a big thing for me is, here you cast Liam Neeson, and he's so good. He's the example of the perfect, not the perfect Jedi, but he's an example. In my opinion, even including Yoda in the prequels, he's the best Jedi, in my opinion, in terms of just being kind of a monk, you know, one with the Force. He doesn't really attack much. He's more about defense.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about the politics at all.
Yeah, no, he's solely just focused on being like one with the Force and learning the mysteries of the Force, right?
Yeah.
So it's too bad they got rid of him, but I mean, he doesn't really die. He just becomes a Force ghost.
That's what they all do, right? No Jedi's truly dead.
But I mean, and it's Liam Neeson, though. You know, I want to see more Liam Neeson. I want to see him, you know, attacking people with lightsabers. Well,
the problem with him is that he was 6'4", and the set wasn't built for him. So yeah. That's the only one fun fact I could find. They had to pay like $200,000 to redo all the sets because he was too tall for the doors.
And George Lucas was like, "I'm killing this guy."
Yeah, they're like, "We're not going to deal with this again.
He's ruining my sets."
He's dead. No, that would have been funny if that was
just walk into it. That's what the stormtroopers do.
Lucas is that spiteful. I'm reading stuff. He's pretty spiteful, but I don't think he's that spiteful.
You've seen in the originals, if you watch, as the stormtroopers are like walking into a control room, one of them knocks his head onto like the door panel. George Lucas just has a thing for shorter doors, you know?
I feel it. He's just doing me a favor.
I'm trying to think I think Anakin's my biggest problem. He's fine. He's a little young. I think, you know, if you're going to cast him that young, you know, don't have his, like, "Oh, we can't train him because he's too old." I mean, you don't really see any much kids. I mean, they're, like, what, 2 years younger than him in the Jedi Temple? It was kind of an issue for me. I thought they should have gotten Hayden Christensen right off the bat, because that would have been more interesting with Padme, too, right off the bat.
Yeah, it would have made a little, because if you think about it, it's weird. With, like, 8 years apart, that's going in the second one, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Good on him. But I did like how the cool thing too was like, oh, Yoda's really a BA dude. Like that was really cool to see how he.
Yeah, but that's more in the second one. Yoda in the first one just sort of walks around as a puppet. He's still a puppet, actually. Still voiced by Frank Oz.
He's technically not a puppet. Sorry, I read a whole thing about that.
No, in the first one, he's still the puppet, right?
No, he's a puppet, but they complain because Jim Henson like helped create it, but the way it's done, they don't consider it like a Jim Henson puppet. So they just get mad about that. It's all about nomenclature with these people.
It's a puppet with one P.
Okay. Does he have... Here's a nerd fact. Does he have three fingers or four fingers? Or toes? Three fingers or four toes in the
he's
first
one? He's got three, yeah.
Three in the first
I know one. Because
but
I...
how does he have it in the other ones, though? Because it switches.
Still three, right?
No, one of the series he has four. And then I think the original one he has four, and then the other one he has three. It's one of those random facts.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to rewatch that. I think you're right.
That's what they said in the...
It's like
a random fact.
Like, that like hurts to think
I think
about.
The original three, he had three or four, and then like, they changed it up. It's, no one really
I'm
going
to have to rewatch it. Grief. So what worked for you then? Well, Johnny, do you have any input on problems?
I didn't have any problems with it. It's what it was. That was a fun movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun movie. And why I think it works for me is because they have Darth Maul and Qui-Gon Jinn in it. And the fight scene with Darth Maul, Obi-Wan, and Qui-Gon Jinn at the end, personally, I think is my favorite just pure choreography, like lightsaber fight.
Yeah.
Cause with
Out
of everything. Because, I mean... I love in episode 3 and some of the fight scenes in there, but in this one, it's solely just choreography. They don't have special effects. It's just Obi-Wan fighting Darth Maul, and they're flipping around. And I just think it's an awesome, awesome scene that I think they did really well.
One thing I like about it is you have these two, you know, a master and an apprentice, and it's kind of fun to watch them fight with each other. Like at one point, Obi-Wan like fakes like he's going to go in for a hit. And Qui-Gon immediately after actually goes in for it. And so you can see they kind of have like this dynamic to it. It was, like you said, really well choreographed. And I also... Choreographified?
Dude, I was going to correct you, but then I was like...
Choreographed?
Choreographed. Wow. Good, Johnny. Very good, Johnny. No, but what I like is that it's very much good versus evil, which is... It's fun because you can really cheer for him. When you watch Anakin versus Obi-Wan, as much as I enjoy it and it's beautiful, I struggle because I like Anakin. You know, I know he has to become Darth Vader. I know he's going to get it. But
that's another one, too.
I struggle with it.
You know the end story, but you're still kind of cheering. Like, maybe it won't happen, but it's going to happen. Yeah. But you still kind of, like, have faith that maybe, especially in the later ones, you're like, you know what? Maybe it's going to work, but you know it's not.
Yeah. Me and my 10th time of watching Revenge of the Sith, Anakin's, you underestimate my power. Maybe he does. Maybe Anakin will get him this time.
But he doesn't.
So what else works for you?
Keep going,
What else works for me? I really liked... I mean, maybe Jar-Jar. Not everyone likes it. No, I don't like it.
No one likes
it. He would have been good if he'd have just been in it less. Dude, you know what I mean? He'd have been
fine. I think a cameo would have been as much of Jar Jar that you need.
I'll
That's
tell you
just
what.
Me.
Jar Jar single-handedly is the one that destroys the Republic, and I will get into that.
Yeah, so yeah. Bad, okay? Yeah, yeah.
But we're going to C-SPAN with aliens on episode 3.
Anyways, I thought the pod racing was fun.
Right? Wasn't that fun?
It's fun to watch. I mean, yeah, I guess they could have done something else, but I think it's fun.
Oh, it's intense, too. The sound, like, it shakes your house.
It is intense.
I thought the whoever does the announcing, it's Skywalker! You know, like, I thought, even though it was a little bit, I think, geared towards maybe a teenager... I thought it worked for adults, too. I like the pod racing.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, kind of funny that Qui-Gon, like, bet everything on Anakin. But, I mean, you know, he's force sensitive, so they have some foresight, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, why gamble? Why not gamble if you know you're going to win?
It's gambling.
Well, you know, though.
All right.
So, here's a fun fact for you. I'm pretty sure on this, and by pretty sure, I mean 99.9%. Keira Knightley is...
She is. That's not even for sure. That's IMBD.
Yeah. She for sure is Padme's handmaid.
Yeah. Like the first one. The one who's always in the makeup and stuff is Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm pretty sure she got her big break was that movie.
Yeah.
And later on, Pirates. And
it's funny because I was watching with my wife, and when Padme was all dressed up, she's like, yeah, that's Keira Knightley. I was like, no, that's Padme. That one's Keira Knightley. She's like, no, it's not. That doesn't look anything like her. I was like... I'm the expert here. Listen to me, woman.
Don't correct me.
That is Keira Knightley. This is, yeah.
Don't correct me, baby.
Yeah, seriously.
There's one thing I know.
Instant argument. Man, I've had that before. When someone tries to, yeah, my friend and I were hanging out and someone was like adamant that a scene in a movie was in the second one. And I was like, you're an idiot. It's not. And we bet $10,000 on it and I was right.
Wow, and they didn't pay up. Into some money.
Well, they didn't pay up, so.
Yeah, just hold it against them forever.
Thus ends part one. Thank you for listening.